News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
I'm joined now by Dr. Jenny Deacon, who is Programme Manager of the Water Management Programme at the EPA. And the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, has been looking into our water quality and finding not much in the way of improvement over the last 12 months. Jenny, what are the significant challenges? What are the areas where we need to improve?
Yeah, good morning, Anton. Today we are launching, as you say, our latest water quality indicators report, which looks at our rivers, lakes, estuaries, coastal waters and groundwaters. And overall, it's not really a good news story. We haven't seen much change in water quality indicators over the 12 months. We know that excess nutrients from agriculture and wastewater is the biggest challenge to the water quality improvements. And by that, I mean excess nitrogen and excess phosphorus, which when they get into the water can cause an overgrowth of algae, deplete the oxygen, and just make the living conditions in our waters unsatisfactory.
And is that runoff from agriculture and farmland?
Yes, it's from agriculture and farmland. It's also from urban wastewater and also domestic wastewater. They're the key sources of these nutrients. And, you know, the kind of actions that we need to see is full compliance with the basic regulations. We know, for example, in our latest report on agricultural inspections that over 40% of inspections didn't meet the required standards. We know that in urban wastewater, for example, 59% of plants are not operating in accordance with the required minimum standards. And we know in septic tanks that 6 out of 10 in septic tanks failed their inspections. So we know there's a lot of work to do. We know what has to be done, though. And when we do see those actions taking place, we do see improvements in water quality. It's really important to call that out. This is achievable. This is a problem for everyone to solve. We know it has to be done and we can do it. It's just that the improvements we're seeing are getting offset by declines elsewhere.
Now, when you talk about the impact on negative water quality, what's the actual real world effect of that poor water quality?
So if we look, for example, at our highest quality waters, which we've also called out in our report today, these are the places where our iconic species live, like the salmon, the freshwater pearl mussel, the kingfisher. And what they need is cool, fast-flowing, oxygenated, well-oxygenated water. And when we get an excess of nutrients into those waters, it causes an overgrowth of algae, the oxygen goes down, and it's really unsatisfactory habitat conditions for those species to live well. So what we need to see is a real concerted effort to increase the level of actions to try and remove those nutrients from our waterways.
And the concerted level of action, is that for the individual citizen or is that government or infrastructural action for Irish Water or for government policy?
Everybody has a role to play in this. It's the individual citizen watching their septic tanks, watching what they flush in their toilets, right through to massive infrastructure projects which are being led by Uisce Éireann. So there's a role in this for everyone. Water quality is important and precious for us all, and we all have a role to play to keep it protected.
Jenny, thank you very much. Dr. Jenny Deacon there, the EPA's Programme Manager. The
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.